have on the line Professor Rebecca Mitchell from Macquarie Business School's Department of Management to tell us more. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a very interesting topic and I'm really happy to talk about it.
Oh, wonderful. I think this is fantastic news and it'll be very well heard because I was told by my mum, actually, that I should stop using my phone while I'm on my travel commute and have some time to switch off. And now I get to go home and tell her, see, that even the experts agreed with you.
Yes. In fact, that's very insightful. And the problem is that we're just constantly connected to our phone 2 hours a day without even thinking about it. And basically, you know, a lot of people fear boredom. They say, oh, I want to avoid that. It's very uncomfortable. So they stimulate themselves as much as they can with their phone, you know, reading the news. Things that they think are productive and they think are useful could actually be undermining one of the greatest gifts that we have, which is our big brain. So I'll just go into a little bit of some of the kind of science behind this.
And please that is, do.
When you are bored, your mind starts to look for something to do. It basically says, look, I'm stuck in a rut. I'm a little bit bored. So we start to search for something that will stimulate us. And we also start to think a little bit beyond our consciousness. And that's that feeling that you get when you're daydreaming and you're really not quite there. You know, you're almost in between. You've got a little bit of that dreamlike state, a little bit of subconscious, which allows you to tap into a different part of your brain and make different connections. So, and this is true of like the most mundane things. So in some experiments, they've kind of said to people, all right, you know, they had to read the phone book. I can't imagine anything more boring, but they had to read the phone book. And then they gave them a polystyrene cup and they said, right, you have to come up with all sorts of ideas about what you can do with this cup. And the people who had read the phone book came up with much more creative ideas and more ideas.
Wow, that's so interesting. So just having that time to like click off rather now that we're talking about phones and just let your mind wander lets you have that kind of creativity.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, it's one of those things. I look at it and I think everybody's telling you that you have to buy this or you have to invest in this or you have to do nothing. You have to do absolutely nothing here. Or you have to let yourself get bored and allow yourself to daydream. So, I mean, you do have to kind of, you know, stare out the window a little bit and allow your mind to drift. So it's not good enough just to say, oh, gosh, well, I'm bored at work all the time. Surely that counts. But you actually have to, allow your brain to get into that. I think we've all had it. Certainly people who, like myself, can imagine life without mobile phones know that when you're just sitting there and you're just staring into space, your mind kind of wanders, that's when you're really creative. And they did a really interesting interview. The Guardian did a really interesting interview with a famous comedian, Linehan, I think his name is. I'm not sure now. But he, Graham Linehan, and he said, when I am trying to write material, new material, so trying to come up with new jokes, I have to that creative process, I have to put myself in a place of boredom where I can just let my mind drift off. So this isn't new, and artists have done it for a long time, but it's just kind of new to us, and I think it's a real challenge for us because phones are taking that away from us.
Absolutely. And I think it's interesting that you chose this window of time of the commuting time to and from work, because it is a bit of a golden time where you have that me time. You don't have to be doing anything necessarily. So why that specific time? I'm interested in why you chose that.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably the only time when people with a job and with kids especially have that, you know, it's a little piece of time where you are basically by yourself. You can connect with other people, but you really don't have to. You can just switch off And often you're not terribly comfortable. You know, you could be standing up and being jostled by somebody, or you're sitting in an uncomfortable seat. But what you can do, and what makes that much easier, is just let yourself drift off. So it's a really good opportunity to do that. Not only do you, it's really hard to get anything constructive done, but it's also, you know, you don't have kids there, you don't have your boss saying, do this and do it now. So it is probably the single opportunity that most of us have during the day when we can get this kind of thing happening in our lives. We can also use it for other things, though. Really interesting work has come out about something that's called autobiographical planning, which sounds really fancy. It just means, you know, that where you sit there and you think, oh, at that meeting today, I'm going to, you know, talk about this, and this person's going to be there and they're going to really annoy me. Let's come up with a plan for what I can say, what I can do, what I want to get out of it. You know, that kind of preparing almost for what's going to happen during the day, really excellent opportunity to do that. And once again, don't write it down. Just let yourself think about it. Just let it happen, come into your mind, play it out, that kind of thing.
Now, just before you go, I just wanted to quickly ask, I think it's a really interesting, you know, taking that break during commuting time, but it's an interesting time at the moment with the pandemic and the lockdown restrictions slowly easing. So people are going from what might have been a level of boredom or just a different life schedule to now slowly getting back to the commute and maybe possibly heading to work in person. Do you have any advice for people heading back to work during this kind of stressful time?
Oh, I've got lots. I mean, I'm going to be doing it myself. So I'm going to say, this is what I'm doing. I'm not going to take this time for granted. I'm actually going to use it. I'm going to do it. I'm setting myself a challenge, actually. So I'd say to your listeners, this is, you know, set yourself a challenge. Choose a couple of things that you want to do on that commute and do it. So part of what I'm doing is I'm going to have some daydreaming time. That's easy for me. I tend to do that all the time anyway. But I'm also going to try and read more, because one of the things we can do on the train or on the bus is we can, you know, take out our phone and maybe read a bit. Or the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to plan for the day. I'm going to say, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to approach it. So I think one of the things that we can do is we can consciously use the commute, not just to get somewhere, but use it as me time to say, okay, this is how I want to use this precious time when I don't have somebody saying, give me breakfast, and I don't have my boss saying, you know, finish that and finish it now. This is how I'm going to use it. I'm not just going to mindlessly flick through social media. I'm going to use it like this, and I'm going to do this. So I would say in New York City, they had a challenge. It was called Bored and Brilliant, and they basically said how to separate yourself from your phone and allow yourself to space out and be productive and creative. And I think we should all take that challenge. I think we should all say, okay, this is how I'm going to use my commute.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It was great. Thanks very much.